mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Tuesday, the 27th day of July, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have wide open phones, and we do have some great guests coming up as well. I'm going to take a lot of calls early here in the first hour. The toll-free number to talk about the Democratic National Convention Theater, the Police State Theater, training you how to be a slave. China threatening to attack Taiwan as usual, but really massing a lot of troops and ships. Our own government saying that, oh, they're sure that Iran has the weapons of mass destruction now, and they're behind 9/11, so we need to invade them as well. It's all coming up, and in the second hour, we have Corey Graff, Executive Director, Wisconsin Gun Owners Incorporated, joining us. And it's par for the course. Oshkosh police conduct door-to-door gun confiscations. They went into an entire section of the city up in Wisconsin and at gunpoint had everyone come out and give them their guns. You're all guilty until proven innocent. No warrants. No probable cause, no nothing. And they say, oh, don't worry, you might get your guns back someday. So this is the new freedom, just like they brought Iraq freedom, gun confiscation, torture camps, torture masters appointed as their president. We're going to have the same thing, I guess, here in the United States. So we will cover this article. I want to get back into that story that I barely got into in the third hour yesterday, about vaccines that, quote, stop you from being able to become addicted to drugs. The problem is that narcotics affect the receptors in the nerve endings of the brain that where your natural endorphins give you pleasure, happiness, euphoria. You won't be happy when your son or daughter is married. You won't be happy when you win the lottery. You won't be happy when you do a good job at work and get the raise. That's what they're not mentioning. But I, for years, have been aware of the development of this science, and they admit that's how it works. And England is about to pass a law to forcibly inject their children with this. Why, it'll stop drugs. Drugs hurts, you know, millions of people. Kills hundreds every year in England. Kills thousands every year here. Our government's looking at making you take them. By the way, you don't want to take them, they're going to put them in the food. And then, that's right, it's live virus bound to a protein that is needed in electrochemical brain activity. And so the virus goes and plugs into those tissues. And, oh, they've also got a vaccine for aggression. Why don't we give it an aggression vaccine? People won't be angry anymore. There's a reason we're supposed to be able to get angry. There's a reason for that. Oh, man. Folks, this is stranger than David Icke saying lizard people run the world, okay? I don't believe that. I don't believe in the flying saucers. I don't believe in the abominable snowman. But this is stranger and out in the open than that. The government says they're going to brain damage you, give you a selective lobotomy. And they got a new movie coming out, Code 63, Code 64, I forget, I printed off the rundown of it. It's got the actor from The Shawshank Redemption in it. And in it, you know, he's this secret government agent. He takes these viruses that give him special mind powers, and all the cities are checkpoints, and everyone's rounded up in camps. And so people will see that in the movie and think, well, it must be good to take the injection then. Folks, that's what this police state's all about. Once they get the Men in Black ski mask over our lives, they're going to forcibly inject us with all of this, and then we're going to feel okay. We'll be one of them.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right, my friends. There is a war on for your mind. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up, we've got the head of one of the biggest Second Amendment groups in Wisconsin coming on. They're having door-to-door gun confiscations. All guns. They come in, they take all your firearms. And we have done a year in review. We don't usually do that in January or December. We do that in the middle of the summer. On PrisonPlanet.com, and one of the stories posted was, court opens door to searches without warrants. That was the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling, and it said that if we just want to come investigate your house for no reason, we can do it. It's all part of the new freedom. And they're not just attacking the Fourth or Fifth Amendment. I mean, they tell the protesters you can be under the train station, inside a cage, inside another cage. That's right. They've got 15 to 30 foot fences, depending on what area, wire netting over that. So there's no way to get out. And then inside, a little 2,800-foot box where the police lock you in. And that sends the message that you're a criminal, you're bad, you're some type of nutcase with three heads growing out of your nose and, you know, five eyeballs on the back of your head. And they're reporting that there's almost no protesters in Boston. Why? What a surprise! So we're going to search your house without warrants. We're going to take your guns. We're going to put you in cages, inside cages, and aim machine guns at you. But the border is going to stay absolutely, totally wide open. It is a complete and total joke. And then you look at who's behind the terrorism. It's the military-industrial complex. And they're using the fear to set up a police state and enslave us as their tools to invade foreign countries with the new draft that's coming ahead nicely. And I have this article here where they just go in and take everybody's firearms. Guilty until proven innocent up in Wisconsin. Remember 2 years ago, one of the city managers, the people were protesting and doing a recall vote. And so she said, well, let's just declare martial law. There's a problem. She said this on television in the live city council meeting. Let's have martial law like we've talked about in the past. You know, the plan. And they said, you're not supposed to talk like that. That's executive session. This was all picked up. And they had those quotes in the Milwaukee Journal. You know, martial law, just you know what we've been getting ready for. Why don't we go ahead and do that now? Oh, would you like to tell us what you've been training with the feds to do, please? And again, it's all for your safety. All of this is for your safety. I mean, what's wrong with you? Don't you want to be safe? Okay, now I'm really irritated. I had my here it is. I found it. I had my London Independent article yesterday that's still one of the top stories on Infowars.com. It's a place to get this article. And I covered this some in the third hour, but I'm going to cover this now, and I want to talk about this with the listeners. I hope you'll call in about this. You're welcome to call in about any news story you want to discuss, any topic, any questions, any comments. If you want to yell at me, that's fine, too. I relish those type of calls. I remember many years ago, most of the callers did that, and now here I am with a syndicated broadcast not screening the calls, and almost no one calls in to disagree with me, which shows that we've been waking people up in a big way. It's not just my show, though. It's other shows. So we'll get into this article. And we'll take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to try to calm down as I read this article and slowly go over the different facets of why you should be concerned about this. I'll tell you what, let's just read the article paragraph by paragraph and let's go over it. Now, again, I've been talking about this for years because medical journals, governments, the World Health Organization have been talking about it. They're going to make you take the AIDS vaccine. They're going to make you take smallpox and anthrax vaccines. Bush finally got the funding and finally signed it for $5 billion plus for the new BioShield program, three dozen, 36, Level 4 bioweapons labs. And they admit it's for defense and offense, but the best defense is a good offense. And the Baltimore newspaper last year called them facilities that will produce thousands of gallons of liquid death. And these are places that make your race-specific bioweapons, your weaponized devilish things. And so that's going on, and they say that there's going to be dozens of vaccines you're going to have to take, and there's been discussions now in the newspapers that, well, a growing group of people, upwards now of a third of the population in the U.S. is now against vaccination and is refusing to take it. Another third doesn't really trust it, but still takes it. And one third would drink pure cyanide if ordered to do so. It's like the Stanford psychological test they had, 5-6 years ago? And they had further tests years before that, but they redid them. And they found that about 75% of people in a psychological test, if they're ordered to, will kill people. They would have somebody chained up in a chair looking through them through a one-way mirror. And they would tell them to administer shocks up to a lethal point. They would have the person flop around and scream. And just because they were ordered to do so by the professor, and the average college student would kill people, what they believe was kill people. And they had other psychological tests they've done at universities where they play the part of jail guards, and you can get most people to engage in brutal forms of torture. You couldn't do this 50 years ago in America. They did tests like this. People wouldn't do it because they had morals, at least to some extent. Now, though, we're all having our morals warped to prepare us for this. And so when they say put people in camps, torture is good. Ann Coulter says put everyone in a cage. She says put all the Democrats in a cage, not just the protesters. She thinks they're, you know, that's a good thing. Of course, Ann Coulter says the Patriot Act's good, but when I confronted her on air, she said she hadn't read it. I said, well, what about this subsection? What about that subsection? I'd read her the subsection. She said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. We ought to go pull that out of the archives. That's at prisonplanet.com in the audio section. We ought to replay that interview. I think it's saved in internet format. It's pretty good audio. It's not as good as the stereo audio here on the show, and it was live. But, you know, that was the most requested interview ever. We aired it a few other times. It's been about a year and a half since I had her on. But the point is that she should go to Russia. But since she's got this Republican label, oh, she must be good. Anyway, side issue. The point is, people, that you'd better be real concerned about what's happening. But getting back to vaccines that brain damage you, chemical biological lobotomies. The British government is moving to pass a law to vaccinate all the children. And they said, okay, well, since 90-plus percent of you, I said a third in the U.S., but it's 90-plus percent now in major polls in England, don't trust the vaccines, we're not going to let you have health care, because everything's socialized health care. This has, again, been in the news. All of this is documented, folks. Unless you take all the vaccines. It's not the law, but you've got to take the vaccines or no health care. Kind of like here. Well, you got to take the vaccines or no public school. Well, really, there's a waiver in their drawer, but they don't like to tell you that. And this is being proposed here in the U.S., too. We're usually about 3-4 years behind England. In some areas, we're ahead of them, putting protesters in cages. Children to get jabs against drug addiction. Why, that sounds good. My child will never be addicted to narcotics. The problem is the very receptors that give you feelings of pleasure from your natural endorphins after you run 3 or 4 miles, after you, you know, make a basket, that final basket winning the game of horse you're playing, you know, when you're playing basketball, or when you knock that one-in-a-lifetime hole-in-one on one of the big courses, or let's talk about serious issues, you know, when you have your first child, your second child, when you get married, when you get the big promotion. You can forget it, folks, because they admit this plugs those up. They're actually going to make everyone take it. Oh, my goodness. Children to get jabs against drug addiction. Ministers consider vaccination scheme, heroin, cocaine, and nicotine targeted because it's all the similar receptors. A radical scheme to vaccinate children, but see, then you'll have to have a drug that makes you feel good that gets other receptors. See, that's going to be the reason. Oh, there was a little side effect, but you can all take the drug now. A radical scheme to vaccinate children against future drug addiction is being considered by ministers, the Independent on Sunday can reveal. Under the plans, doctors would immunize children at risk. See, the poor kids first. Oh, you're at risk for drugs. Guilty until proven innocent. Can you imagine in the Soviet Union they would have injected prisoners with brain-altering vaccines and it would have been unbelievable tyranny? But here it's like, oh, it's good, it's freedom. Under the plans, doctors would immunize children at risk of becoming smokers. Oh, smokers. Or drug users with an injection. The scheme could operate in a similar way to current nationwide measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination programs. If your parent is a longtime smoker, that shows that you have a tendency towards nicotine addiction and you will be vaccinated. Childhood immunization would provide adults with protection from the euphoria. Oh, don't want those receptors available. That is, I'm having euphoria right now because I love my family and I'm fighting this and I'm so honored to be on the air fighting these people. That my brain tells me, good job. Good job for being a man and standing up against the New World Order. But I wouldn't feel like this if I'd had this shot. Childhood immunization would provide adults with protection from the euphoria that is experienced by users making drugs such as heroin, cocaine, pointless to take. Such vaccinations are being developed by pharmacological companies and are due to hit the market within 2 years. And it says the British government's considering making you take it. Yes, we're going to plug up all those pleasure receptors. That's a real good idea. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, folks, we got loaded phone lines, and I'm going to get to the gun confiscation in Wisconsin going on, and how they're going to give you and your family a vaccine that totally takes control of your mind. Now, they say aggression vaccines. You won't be angry anymore. The men in black uniforms, in black combat gear, pull up, hit you with a magnetic pulse weapon, knocks everybody out in the house, and they come in and give you your shots, and you're not mad at them anymore. You're joining the New World Order. Folks, I'm not joking. It's actually going to come to that. Do you understand? And, of course, they'll have special injections for themselves. Well, they'll have plenty of aggression. The Defense Department says in the future it isn't what weapons armies have, but what drugs they're on. Mr. Marshall, the head futurist of the Pentagon, told Wired magazine last year. Guy looks like Dr. Evil. You ought to see him. Let's go to some calls, and we'll get back into all this. And let's go quickly to the calls today. Ed in Utah, welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex, and thanks for keeping the focus on that razor wire internment camp there in the Democrat convention in Boston.
Well, it's all part of freedom.
Well, there you go. In fact, I want to comment about that, but first, just a note, it's not getting out there too much that the nation of New Zealand has cut off diplomatic relations.
They caught a bunch of Israeli spies and a passport scam, and they always catch Israel supplying the Muslim extremists because they work for them.
Exactly, and where I'm going with this...
it's all part of the freedom.
Yep, you got it, Alex. Where I'm going with this is a man that you've had on.
They're Michael now trying to intimidate the newspapers.
Well, there you go. Well, one.
I have that out of the Sydney Morning Herald. They're trying to intimidate and tell the newspaper editors to shut up.
Yeah. They've done that a lot. Like the Jacksonville paper did report what the American Free Press did about the Israeli spies caught. They closed down the base at Kings Mountain, Kings Naval Base there in South Georgia. And they had the base commander or the spokesman, Ed Busick, can confirm this. For 3 hours, they caught these Israeli spies who were out of Miami with false passports, false ID, and
there's
everything
no
else.
Israeli spies. I mean, Sharon just said that he, quote, owns the Congress.
Well, there you go.
And he said he doesn't. And on top of it, I mean, he's only said he'll kill Americans whenever he wants in America.
Yeah. Well, while we're on it, the American Free Press, Michael Piper, who you've had on before, he's drawing a distinction in his new book. Have you read it, The High Priests of War?
No, I haven't, but I've heard
about
it.
Well, let me tell you, and here's my point of the call. He exposes each and every one of these neoconservatives as the former Trotskyites that they were. They brought in Primakov, the former head of the KGB, as you know, and I think we're seeing the fruits starting in
the
Democrat...
Well, that was in United Press International, former head of the KGB, to help run things. I mean, what's wrong with that?
There you go. And I'm getting
Bush's daughters just said that they just love and admire Putin. I mean...
Exactly, Alex, and I'm getting a little disturbed and impatient with these Republicans out there that would call you and I now...
Well, we're communists because we're against Primakov. We're against the KGB running America.
Exactly. They are so dumbed down, and they have that sneering look on their face. They are imbued with the arrogance of ignorance, and they don't even notice these neocon mouthpieces don't want to point to this razor wire fence there
in
Boston.
So what if the Toronto Star and even the Washington Post admit that the Communist Fourth International founded the neocons? And so what if they hired Primakov 2 years ago and he's helping set up things?
Exactly.
I mean, well, hold on. Isn't that freedom when the former head of the KGB helps destroy America?
Well, I think you raise a good point there. And when you go...
By the way, the policing people out there, that was in United Press International. We're not joking, okay? This is really happening.
Those wire services are covering these stories, but only the American Free Press newspaper and people such as you on the air are getting it out.
Well, I don't know why you have a problem with the former head of the KGB. Take care. I think he's a wonderful person. I agree with the Bush daughters. I love Putin. He's so good. Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. To talk about your gun thing today, I don't think that it's going to happen that we're actually going to win the gun battle. I think for definitely.
I think handing our guns in is good. I think it's freedom.
Well, I mean, even from a societal, a sociological viewpoint, most of us now are getting to the point where we haven't played in the woods when we're growing up, have BB guns. Most of us are not hunting anymore.
That's why 2-3 years ago, March 25th, 2000, almost 4 years ago, Josh Sugarman of Violence Policy Center said, "We've got your children." It was in the Statesman here in Austin. "We are going to ban guns. We're teaching them that guns are going to be illegal."
Okay, yeah, exactly. And the other thing was, now I'm having a problem with some of the logic behind what was claimed about the VNS, the voter news services, and the die bowl machines. If it really is rigged, then why are they even bothering to have two people run? Do they know what the outcome is going to be?
Well, they've got to keep the illusion going. What do you mean? Why does a carnival barker still bark? I mean,
well, how do you think that they decide amongst themselves who's going to take it?
Well, the Bilderberg Group decides that.
Okay.
As the New York Times said.
All right, thanks.
Anything else? Great points. I appreciate the call. But anybody that talks bad about Primakov, I'm hanging up on you. A man involved in the roundups of hundreds of thousands of people, a man who was brutal. The KGB is good. Patriots are bad. Okay? It's real simple. Hand in your firearms.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and 2 big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just a few weeks ago, I was digging through giant stacks of news articles that I've covered on air. And there was the United Press International article from 2.5 years ago about Primakov, the former KGB general, head of the KGB, hired by Homeland Security to help advise them on the internal passport to set things up. And then I found another report with Colin Powell in Russia and talking about, well, you know, we've got our internal passport via the Social Security system. You need to get one here in Russia. And a caller, you know, mentioned something like that. It's hard to believe, but all of this is hard to believe. It's hard to believe they've ruled there's no Fourth Amendment. There's no First Amendment. It's hard to believe they're, you know, all this is happening, but it's the nature of tyranny. It's hard to believe they're going to try forcible inoculation of vaccines that purposefully brain damage you. I'm going to get into that more later. It's hard to believe they've got protesters under the train station where no one can see them, inside another cage, surrounded by another cage. It's hard to believe that Bush and Kerry are cousins, members of the same secret society. It's hard to believe that the New York Times admits that the Bilderberg Group chose John Edwards. I can't believe they did it. 2 different articles. It's hard to believe that he went on Larry King Live and bragged about it. Mr. Kerry did. It's hard to believe that the New York Post admits that there's, you know, homosexual porn stars and people at the Bohemian Grove, quote, servicing the Grove members. It's all just being thrown in our faces now. And you know why that's happening? Because we won the fight of information. And again, I'll say this and then we'll go to your calls. I've done over 1,600 radio interviews. I've got to count them up. I think I've almost done 1,700 now. I did a couple interviews this morning, a couple last night. I was on number one show in the Midwest, Man Cow, for 45 minutes. He never does that. They had, what's that guy's name? I can't remember his name. They had Denzel Washington and a couple other people waiting on hold while I, while I went on and on about the New World Order. It's getting really weird. The point here is that I've done 1,600-plus radio interviews, and we'll take 10, 20, 30 calls. Nobody calls in disagreeing. And I know you've heard that. I say that a couple times a week. Why? Because it's the best news I can give you, folks. We go in 5, 6 years from half the callers disagreeing on my own talk show on one station. Now we're on dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations, shortwave internet. Almost no one calls in to disagree unless they say I'm not hardcore enough or something, or, you know, I don't think it's this group or that group running things. But it's other people's broadcast. So, see, I've done my own real poll, people. And so the globalists tried to lie. The Bilderberg Group doesn't exist. The UN doesn't run the Supreme Court. There is no plan to take your guns. And because that we hurt them very badly, because they would lie, we would show the documents, they would lose credibility. Everybody saw happen, develop what we said would happen, and now our credibility is at all-time highs. And so they're now just admitting it all, but saying, so what? Yeah, it's world government. It's for your safety. Now we've got to discredit that, expose who's behind 9/11, expose who's going to be behind the next terror attacks, who has the motive, and it's over for the globalist. The number one song in the country says the government carried out 9/11. Number one, folks, now for what, 3 weeks? I checked it again last night. Number one song in the country. Globalists have got to be worried, people. You just can't keep the truth down, okay? But listen, I want you to understand that the globalists may nuke a city, may release smallpox, blame it on Iran, clamp down martial law, grab people like myself, and at the point that happens, you, police officers, firemen, military, when they tell you to go out and rubber bullet demonstrators, and when they're taking people's pension funds, when they tell you not to protest, you just got to not follow orders. Because this is an illegitimate government. It's like if the government said, black people are slaves, put them in cages, you know, you'd say, no, that's ridiculous, I'm not following that order. Well, it's the same thing with this. You know, if they say arrest people, put them in camps, just say no. Okay, and again, I go back to the facts here that I read articles last week, mainstream news, where they put a GI in a room in England or the U.S., nerve gas them, kill them. They tell the young volunteer, you want to volunteer to test the common flu for your country? Yes, sir. You know, good, well-meaning, salt-of-the-earth people who believe in their country and their government. And they just kill you. They just kill people in the New York subway back in 68, and there have been many other cases. They just had light bulbs that released a bioweapon, killed people, had army doctors at the hospitals to monitor what it did. Why do you serve globalists that have this mindset? Why do you go along with it? So I'm going to be flat out with people. We are entering this thing. The globalists are moving at light speed, and their program is falling apart. But it's got so much momentum that the wreck of the New World Order, the confused, out of control, jumbled mess, is still going to collide with us. And I just pray that all of you will stand up, black, white, old, young, and just say no to this system. I want to hear from police. I want to hear from military. I mean, I want to know what you think about the fact that they're going to try to forcibly inject you and your family with a drug, with a vaccine, with a virus that creates proteins in your endorphin uptake receptors and will make you basically a zombie. I mean, I'm reading the London Independent here. They're going to do it. They've already got 10% of the population on these drugs. Now they're going to use viruses to do it. Folks, you can't make stuff up like this. I'm living in a Twilight Zone, Outer Limits, Alfred Hitchcock movie, but it's real. It's really happening. Okay, let's go quickly to the calls. Emmett in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide.
Thank you for taking my call. WWCR is not coming in too well in Pennsylvania today. There's another preacher on WWCR, and he made the comment, there's a talk show host that's trying to cause such dissatisfaction among the American people with their government. Could he have meant you?
Well, I don't really care, sir. It's not about Alex Jones. It's about reading the Associated Press saying there's no Fourth Amendment. It's about pointing out that the government is wide open, that the border is wide open, while they're telling us that we've got to have cameras in our neighborhoods. It's about cameras in school bathrooms. How is that freedom? It's about real issues. It's not about me, and it's not about people that are envious of the fact that we are reaching millions of people.
Well, he had advertised his news.
Well, sir, listen. No, okay. And I'm sure they're not talking about me. Look,
well,
the point is, sir, I do not want to get into infighting
and
stuff.
Okay.
We move, all the other shows, or most of them, like to fight with each other. I don't do it.
Okay. All right. Well, you would know this person. But anyway, unfortunately, Alex, I developed epilepsy, and I'm witnessing it for a fact, how they only deal out so much of my disability benefit every week. They give me pills. I'm happy, 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 happy. I'm so happy, right? And make you sleep at night. And, oh, you can't have this, and you can't have that.
Well, sir, there's other treatments for epilepsy. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But
right.
You might check alternative treatments. You might eat a diet heavy in certain types of oils. You might watch what you're eating. It's, you know, a lot of different things.
Okay.
The brain is mainly cholesterol and water. And if you're not getting the right type of oils, your brain will actually not have a proper balance. And usually it's the most simple things.
Oh, okay. That's the first I've heard this. Thank you.
Emmett, thanks for the call. And I'm sorry to hear that you developed epilepsy. Take care. And, you know, I don't censor really anything on my broadcast. We don't screen your calls. And I just, listen, if you hear all the other so-called Patriot shows, mainly all they do is fight with each other and talk about how they're the best and they, you know, the other person's whatever. We don't do that here. Okay, it's about the New World Order. It's about getting people to wake up. It is not about what somebody says about somebody else. Let's talk to Kirk in Colorado. Kirk, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
So much for the pursuit of happiness, eh?
Yeah.
You know, but I thought of a great example for you. Remember a while back they had that little girl that won that spelling bee that was so euphoric and was so happy, and then they just threw a fit and said she wouldn't act that way because she was homeschooled. She wasn't brain damaged enough by Ritalin in order to be able to control herself. Remember that?
They freaked out because she got so excited and euphoric.
I was so happy for her, and I'm like, oh boy, you know. And then you see in the news that what bothered him is she wasn't brain damaged enough to know how to act like a drone.
Well, Aldous Huxley, again, whose brother ran UNESCO for the UN, he said in Brave New World, he said, you know, in 1962, decades after it was published, and I have the tape, in fact, it's posted on the website, the audio of it at Berkeley, he said, look, I've been to the universities, I've been in government, my family's in government, this is the plan. They want to give you drugs or injections to brain damage you at birth to then dumb you down. They don't count on the schools doing it now, and now these new injections are going to do just that.
Well, that was the whole reason for Ritalin and that, was to calm people down and you know, and Prozac. And I mean, it's just not happening fast enough where a virus can replicate itself and they can cause a lot of...
For those that just joined us that don't believe it, London Independent, experts at Scripps Research Institute in San Diego, California, have developed a super virus which produces proteins that can block or reduce the effects of cocaine.
But, you know, my son...
And they give you the virus, and it goes in and burns out the receptors in your brain. Oh, that's wonderful. A biological lobotomy. Go ahead.
My son and I went to a pro-gun rally, and just because we were standing in the grass without a permit, I mean, we weren't saying anything. We were just listening to what these Nazis had to say. They were going to nightstick us for not stepping out of the grass. I'm like, that'd brain damage you too, right, getting hit in the head with the nightstick.
You went to what type of rally?
It was that Million Commie Mommy March up here in Denver where they were trying to...
She had a couple bureaucrats there.
Oh, there was cops everywhere. I mean, you know...
But the Million Moms, what was it, like 200 bureaucrats?
Oh, there were, the first rally there was quite a few, but I was shouting at him as they were getting on the bus. I'm like, you know.
Well, you know, we have video I never put in a film that we should put in a film of the 100 bureaucrat march here 2 years ago, 3 years ago in Austin. And the police tried arresting people for protests in the past, but people sued them and won, so they backed off in Texas. But, yeah, all over the country, oh, you don't have a permit, so you can't counter-demonstrate. And so the police ran over, and what did they say to you?
Well, they just told us we couldn't be down there without a permit. And I said, that person over there that's anti-gun doesn't have a permit. How come you're not rousing him? And, of course, another cop come running over because I didn't immediately obey. And
so they said, you can't stand on the city street without a permit.
Neither the street nor the grass. It was downtown at the Capitol building, and you couldn't be down there except on the sidewalk away from the people talking. Without a permit.
Well, that's the new freedom.
They didn't have a permit.
And, of course, you never had to have permits before. They turn a right into a privilege.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, but I do have some advice for you. This country has really gotten to be very racist against Muslims and very racist against those innocent people over there. And if you suggest that we shouldn't be over there killing them, they're going to turn you off because they won't even let me call into the radio station anymore. When I came out against the war because there was no justification for it. I said it was murder, and, with no justification.
Well,
that was it.
What affiliate are you listening to us on?
AFN.
And that's...
American Freedom Network.
Yeah, I mean, what station number?
Oh, 1360.
Well, they're great folks, and they have some shows that may disagree with me on some issues, and they have others that don't. And so you're probably getting confused with certain shows.
No, but the station manager, it was Don Wiedemann. He said I couldn't call in anymore because I wasn't pro-killing Muslims and stuff.
Oh, he didn't say that.
He said I had to support the troops over there, otherwise I could not speak on the radio station.
Well, they let me on. Listen, I appreciate your call. Again, that's a couple calls, and I'm not mad at you, caller, but that's a couple calls in a row. See, this person says this, that person says this. I support our troops. I do not support them breathing depleted uranium. We've had the guy who wrote the book for the military, Dr. Rocky, on to say it's happening. I do not support the Muslim extremists because they're controlled by the globalists. And they also manipulate the other countries. I don't think that Russia is the heart of evil. I don't think Israel is the heart of evil. I don't think America is the heart of evil. It's evil people controlling almost all the major groups that are doing this. And, I've never been censored, and I think that it's a great radio station, great radio network, and I'm glad to be on their station for a long time now. I think they've been picking my show up off and on, I think for a couple years now. Again, it's about the New World Order, folks, and I will never, gauge or control, what I do here. No one's ever attempted to do that. Either with the network I originate from, the GCN radio network. They never tell me what to say or do. Who knows if somebody, I don't want to turn this into a big argument. If somebody wants to call in and counter what you said, they're certainly welcome to do that. But I'd have to talk to them because I don't know if that's the case. But again, folks, the New World Order is what we're dealing with here. Let's go ahead and go to LG in California. LG, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Anyway, I just want to talk about a couple of things. I think people need to be woken up to the rhetoric that goes on with the categorization of right and left, the right-left paradigm, as you call it. I think that's one thing that will that you need to throw in the face of people who start spewing rhetoric that don't know what they're talking about, because it just divides all of us. And
yeah, George Bush, John Kerry are in the same bed together, literally, skull and bones. They're cousins. They're both totally for the war. They're both for gun control.
It's a one-party system.
It is. It's a one-party system.
And the other thing I wanted to say is that... all you have to do is look around you to realize that all the stuff that you're talking about is true. Police state, all you have to do is look and see some of the pictures of Boston. If you're a gun owner like I am, you go on the internet and you look at, gun products and things like that, and you just realize there's a huge police industrial complex. And the other thing, too, is that if you've ever seen chemtrails, you realize that you know, all these things are possible. And as far as the drug thing goes, I mean, I think that it would be extremely easy for them to distribute all the drugs that you're talking about through chemtrails, and people wouldn't even know it hit them.
Oh, well, the government's done thousands of admitted tests of spraying the population. That's what I was talking about earlier. And they test on their own police, their own military. They kill them in some cases. And all we go off is the facts. It's the globalists, folks. I appreciate the call. It's the globalists. It's the New World Order. You know, people want to say it's the Catholics, it's the Jews, it's the Queen of England. No, folks, it's evil people. It's evil people in control of almost every major organization and institution, and they manipulate us. You know, the Bin Ladens, the radical Muslim groups, in almost every case, we track them back to intelligence agencies, MI6, CIA. And you ask, why would that happen? Because by radicalizing the Muslims, that gives the globalists the pretext to go in and take them over. And meanwhile, our sons and daughters die in that fight. There's another way. That's my point. There's another way. And that's getting out of this new world order and learning the facts. We'll come back, take more calls, get to more news. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, here's the bottom line, folks. They're going to forcibly inoculate you with vaccines. They're going to track and satellite trace you and tax you to drive your car. They're going to turn your cities into armored compounds that you have to enter and exit through checkpoints to get into. They are going to take away more and more parental rights. They are going to have a national draft and make us invade dozens of other countries. They're going to do all these horrible things. And they're going to do it while John Kerry's in office or George Bush is in office. And so we better get past all this phony left-right discussion. You know, they have somebody like Michael Moore come out and make a film about 9/11 and basically whitewash it and act like the Democrats are going to save us. And a film like that overall does a disservice because it doesn't tell you the big story. My film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, starts with Nero burning Rome to blame it on the Christians. It moves into Hitler blowing up the Reichstag to blame it on his enemies. It gets into the sinking of the Maine, which the government carried out. It gets into Pearl Harbor. It gets into Operation Northwoods, the official government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks. It gets into Kennedy being killed. Then it moves into the first World Trade Center bombing where the government cooked the bomb and trained the driver. That's admitted. Then Oklahoma City with the Bill Clinton carried out, the 9/11. And so you could say it's bipartisan. It exposes that they're all puppets, but people get fooled by this and fall into this tribalism of, well, our troops are dying. They're getting killed. They're over there fighting, you know, Saddam's people. The problem is our government carried out policies that admittedly were meant to get the Iraqis to fight because they want the war to go on and on. Vietnam was meant to go on and on. The war is against the people. It's about a police state. And they don't care how many of us die in that process. It's perpetual war, folks. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. And so if we don't expand our minds to the big picture, I mean, look, John Kerry is supposedly bad. John Kerry thinks this war is great. So, yes, I do support the troops, but I do not support them coming back here to be police who've been trained that there's no freedom. I do not support the gun confiscation going on up in Wisconsin. Well, there are little excuses for that. We're going to talk about that coming up in a few minutes. I do not support just the out-of-control taxation and regulation, regardless of what party's in office. We're in trouble, America. We're in trouble worldwide on a global level because elites, whether it was the Chinese 1,000 years ago or King Herod and the Romans, or whether it was the British crown in 1776, elites enjoy exercising power. They want to control you. Their business is serfdom, enslavement, control. That's what they're into. That's what they're experts at. And we better wake up to that and say, I don't care what label you put on it, you're not taking my Second or Fourth Amendment. And you're not going to co-opt me with phony left-wing or right-wing garbage. We're able to deprogram Democrats. Whereas a phony right-wing neocon can't do it because the Democrat sees what a hypocrite they are. But I'm able to deprogram Democrats and conservatives because I talk from a common sense position, a factual position, not the fake paradigm, the fake reality that's projected out into our political spectrum. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com to get my documentary films, or PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get any of the great videos. Like 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our safe, secure shopping cart. Look around you, folks. The tyranny is upon you. And it has nothing to do with fighting terror. It's about enslaving you. The war is against you and your family. We'll be back with the second hour.